Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So this guy's having a bit of a hard time of it. He says, Bush, why on earth do I have the Crossroads Motel theme going over and over in my head? He says, I can't stop hearing it or humming it. He says, I mean, what the hell? I don't know what time Crossroads was on. Obviously, I remember Benny with his woolly hat. Was this one of those programs where you're having your lunch or dinner? Or is it one of those soap operas where, you know, when the theme music's on, it's time to go to bed pretty soon? But do you know what? There's nothing worse than starting a new week, you know, trying to get for a Monday and you've got a weird thing or something going round and round in your head that's driving you crazy. Weirdly enough, I have something stuck in my head at the moment, so this is why it's quite pertinent that Simon's got in touch today. And again, this is bizarrely specific, and it's been living in my mind pretty much all the weekend. And weirdly enough, listen to this, the thing that I've got in my head is the noise that the computer makes on catchphrase when you're trying to guess the super catchphrase. You know, when you reveal the box, why on earth has that appeared in my mind? Why has my mind retained this in MP3 quality, but regularly makes me forget what people's names are? Liam says he saw a rat in the garden yesterday. Sounds like a UB40 song. A big one too. Can't stop thinking about it, and it's ruined his birthday. What about that? That's escalated. Shows how dangerous this stuff is. And Jamie, the thing that's going around in his head is how are Doritos made, which is a question I cannot answer. Jesse from Southend says, thanks, Bush. I too now have the theme tune to Crossroads in my head. So it just comes with a warning this first hour of the show. Jamie earlier on said how are Doritos made. That's what's been going around in his head. Alex has replied saying, I think the same thing about Pringles. Again, I don't have the answers to either of these. Another text here says, Bush, I have one question that lives rent-free in my headspace currently. Why are pizzas made round but are cut into triangles and delivered to us in square boxes? Again, very, very good, but I don't have the answers. Now, we've had a message in from a fellow called Rob who says, just come back off holiday, and like a fool, I've put the old Haven Tiger Club song on.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Paul says, whatever happened to the well-known, loved, and 90s fruit sweet Chew-Its? I don't know. Phil in Stoke says, every time me and the missus are making a list about anything, I want to say and do beetroot. I don't know what that means. The text doesn't make any sense there. Peter says he's got the theme tune to Chuggington in his head after his daughter went on one of those ride on trains in the shopping centre, and it's ruining my day. Alan from Rotherham says, Bush, I've had the Playdays theme tune stuck in my head, but I can only remember the Why Bird Stop. It's driving me insane. I don't even know what that is. But I tell you what, when I asked the question, what have you got stuck in your head? Never in a million years did I expect to get this next call. We've got Nick on the line. Nick, tell everyone what's stuck in your head right now.
An air gun pellet.
You've got an air gun pellet stuck in your head?
It's actually stuck in above my eye. Yeah, from when I was 11 or 12, my mate was playing around with an air gun and shot me.
That's life in the 70s and 80s, folks, if you're listening at home.
Absolutely. I would have sued him if it was this day and age, but we're too scared to tell my mum and dad, so we said I just fell over and hit my head on a stone.
Right, so you, when you've got this air pellet stuck in your head then, Nick, do you set off, like, metal detectors at airports and stuff?
No, nothing like that. And in fact, I didn't even know it was in there till about 10 years later. I was mucking around in a forest, and a branch came back and knocked me unconscious. So I went and had an X-ray, and they said, no, you haven't cracked your skull or anything, but you do have an air gun pellet in your head.
Wow, there's a running theme to you and your life there, Nick. A lot of accidental, chaotic injuries.
A little bit. Yeah.
And it's not like going towards your brain or anything dangerous, being sucked in by your skin.
Yeah, I guess, because I was like 12, I guess it's just got grown over by the bone, you know, so still growing. And they said it was best just to leave it in there.
Have you given it like a little name or anything, because it's been with you for so long?
No, I ought to, I guess.
Well, if you're listening to this show, if you don't mind, Nick, if people are listening to this show right now and they could come up with a good name for your little air pellet that's stuck in your head, would that be all right?
Absolutely. Crack on.
8-12-15, what should Nick call the air pellet that's currently stuck in his head? Some great suggestions coming in. Pele the Pellet, Percy Pellet from Bods in Bristol. Bush, the dude should call it Pellet Muck Pellet Face from Matt in Farnham. Very good, Matt. Nathan says he should call his air pellet Pellet Desmond, because it's probably a 2.2. Get it? Desmond Tutu. Thank you very much for that, Nathan. That's the best one so far.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So this always happens to me. A few days into being on holiday abroad, if I'm staying in a hotel or something, I always end up developing an irrational hatred of the new people who've turned up to start their holidays halfway through. Do you have that? What is with that? You should just be welcoming them along. Do you mean us new people, new people to chat to, if you're one of those people that gets chatting to other people when you're abroad? We went to Portugal last year. We're in a hotel, made some friends and stuff at the beginning. We used to, you know, chat with them and chat to them in the pool. The kids were the same age. But at the end of our first week, because we were there for like, I don't know, 10 days or something. At the end of the first week, a new crowd of people turned up, a new bunch of families. And I just absolutely hated them. Never spoken to them at all, but developed this really irrational, very petty dislike of them. And I was getting my nose completely put out of joint at the most basic and pettier things. Something like, you know, literally like sixth form common room type stuff. Saying things to our other friends who'd been there for a week, like the new families were swanning around, a lot of swanning around, like they owned the swimming pool. That was one of them. And even pointing out that they were going up to the breakfast buffet too many times. So look, I am ashamed of myself. I don't know why I do it. I wonder whether it's widespread. Do you, listening to this right now, if you've been on holiday recently or planning to go very soon, do you end up getting a very childish dislike of what I'm calling the holiday newbies? Some way try and work this out. Maybe I need to go and introduce myself to these new families and humanise them a little bit so I don't go into the old habit of being suspicious and resentful of them. 8.12.15 for your intel on that. In the meantime, though, we've got a new way for you to listen to Absolute Radio and our family of stations. We want you to say hello to Rayo. It's our brand new app that brings it all together. Live radio, playlists, and the best of Absolute Radio on demand. All of our stations are one place, and you can listen back to Tim's Listening Party with John Bon Jovi, our Dave Grohl documentary, Serge from Kasabian, going for his favourite noughties tunes, Cyndi Lauper chatting to Leona, plus live music from Sheryl Crow, and loads of performances from the brilliant Isle of Wight Festival, from the likes of Green Day, Pet Shop Boys and Keane. It only takes a minute to download and then it allows you to personalise your selections. So just search Rayo in your app store and say hello to Rayo, the new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Luckily, it doesn't seem that way. Other people do seem to have the same issue. We'll have to set up a support group. Ian Sanders says, Bush, it's what I call the arrival cycle. It's like when you arrive at the hotel, go check out the pool area, and everybody looks at you as the newbie family. 2 days later, you're sitting by the pool, smug, as the next newbies come in. It's the circle of life. It is, he's right. Dave agrees with me, and he says, you know what, and don't the newbies know it? They flaunt it when they see you in reception waiting on the transport to the airport, waving you off almost sarcastically. That's a good point. Alice says, holiday newbie hatred is 100% a thing. My family and I recently had a holiday in Turkey. We went Saturday to Saturday, and there were holiday newbies arriving midweek. I genuinely had hatred that they were sharing our all-inclusive food and drink. It's so silly, but definitely felt like they were invading our holiday with their new holiday friends. I think we all need therapy, folks. I think we all need therapy.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I did kind of a big announcement tail end of last week on this show. I announced that I am transitioning from digital to paper diary, okay? Years of missing meetings and not being aware of what's going on because I don't take stuff in properly when I read it on my phone. Do you have the same kind of thing? I know they've got, like, you know, the iCal on iPhones or your Gmail, can't even say it properly, the Gmail calendar on your Android or whatever. But it's just full of stuff. It's like an information overload. And it's been doing me head in. And I'm always late for meetings. I always forget that we've got meetings in because I'm not aware of this stuff going on. So I've decided to make a change and get myself a file of facts, which arrived yesterday morning. And I'm very, very excited about it. And what I love about file of facts, you can put loads of different bits into it. All these inserts that you can buy from, you know, stationery shops. And I love stationery shops as well. They're just the best thing ever, aren't they? You know, could spend an hour or two in Ryman's. Anyway, proper paper diary. And I'm getting fed up of, like, I was getting fed up of people putting stuff in my diary that I didn't even know about. Did you get that? Where you've been invited to a thing. It's in your diary. You didn't have anything to do with putting it in there. Well, that's all going to change. My destiny is in my own hands when I fully get operational with the file of facts. I've got to wait until the end of July this month because the insert I've bought with the dates doesn't start until January 29th. So I'll still be a shambles up until January. Well, this is part of the problem. July 29th. Can't even get the month right. And then after that, from August 1st onwards, I'm laser precision in terms of getting dates right and all that kind of stuff as well. So I think also going into a meeting will give me a bit of gravitas as well. Imagine sitting down for a brainstorming session with someone, and rather than putting the phone face down on the table, which is what everybody does these days, what about this? Whack! File of facts from the olden days there. Maybe with that leather strap people get on file of facts is to wrap them together, like it's the Doomsday book or something. Also as well, I just wanted to say this to you as a special one-on-one offer. But if you're in a chat or a conversation, first date, awkward meeting, anything like that, and you draw a blank on a particular bit of information, like when was the Battle of the Boyne, or how many yards are in a mile. Had a text in from a fella called Richard and thought, oh, this kindred spirit, someone else who knows my plight and you know how I feel about this whole thing. And he says, I used to sell file faxes to the mafia. I was involved in very organised crime. Richard, I'm just going to put your name and your number into a little book and we're going to keep an eye on you, sunshine. In other news, our brand new Rayo app is the best way to listen to Absolute Radio and listen to your favourite shows on demand as well. Like, in particular, the most recent episode of Tim's Listening Party, where Tim Burgess was joined by John Bon Jovi to go through one of the biggest albums of all time, Slippery When Wet. You can hear the stories behind the songs as Tim and John Bon, JB, JBJ. Wonder what you call him. Like, what do you call him on, like, a first name turn? Producer Nick over there.
Just John.
It was just called Ben, just John. Well, let me say that again. Hear the stories behind the songs of Tim and John. Go through the album track by track. What would you call John Bon Jovi if you were, you know, a good close friend of his? Download the free Absolute Radio app and download the free Rayo app and make sure you listen on demand.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
It has caused Rob, who's on the line right now, to get in touch with a strange connection. It's a family practical joke that it has reminded him of. Rob's on the line right now. Rob, take it away.
My granddad was always a practical joker anyway, but Nan never missed an episode of Crossroads. She wouldn't even go on holiday because she had to go somewhere where they would play it.
Wow.
So there's 4,900 odd things. And then we went round there the following weekend. We went, Nan, did you enjoy the last episode of Crossroads? She goes, don't talk to me about Crossroads. And we're like, why? And then my granddad started laughing. He said, I set all the clocks at a different time. So she missed it.
Oh, my word. So just to go back here, she'd watched the previous 4,900 or so episodes of Crossroads.
She never, ever missed one. Never, ever missed one. We were always told to be quiet when it was on. We weren't allowed to say anything or whatever. We had to be as quiet as mice. You know what I mean? It was one of those. And my granddad was like, no, she never missed it. But my dad then went out and bought him a VHS video recorder. But obviously, it was too late.
It's too late then, because it's not going to be on again, is it? That's it.
It's
gone. Is your granddad a legend for this, or was it considered quite cruel?
No, my granddad has been a legend. He's been a legend for years and years and years. Unfortunately, he's passed away now, but he was always a practical joker from the day one to the day he died. You know what I mean? He was one of those. Nan never forgive him for missing it, but we played it to her on YouTube, and she goes, I'm not watching a little screen like that. I'm like, oh, Nan, fine.
Well, it's a practical joke that lives on to this day, and I'm sure you are up there presume he's in heaven. He'll be very proud of you having this explained on a radio show.
Oh, yeah, he will be looking down going, I remember that day, Rob. I remember that one. And what about this one? They used to roll off all the time. He was always playing jokes. My mum hated it, but he was the practical joker of the family. That was him.
Brilliant.
You know? He always reminded me of Alf Garnett. him and my nan were Alf Garnett and his missus to tat. They were them. You know what I mean? And he was a Hammers fan as well, so what else could you expect? You know what I mean?
Well, he's obviously got a sense of humour then.
Yes, he has. Yeah, definitely.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.